Hey, how many people thought that Brett was really something special? Didn't he do a good job? You know, I was back there thinking, Brett, you really shouldn't reveal all those real true secrets. Not really, of course. That's why I was thinking, you really giving it to us. So good. Hey, Eddie, can you give me just a little more volume? All right, hey, you've probably noticed we got a few Australians here, but what you may not have known is that between Brett and your next speaker, who I'm not going to introduce, but I'll tell you that he is Australian, that's the only time we had two Australians back-to-back. So, in honorary memory of that, or honorary whatever you call it, we're going to give away a couple boomerangs. How many of us, let's see this one. How many of us have ever tried to throw a boomerang? Okay, pretty good. It looks like at least 40%, 50% of people. How many people has it worked for? One. Well, I'm going to give you a little insight here. By the way, of all the, you'll never believe this, but of all the people in the world, who do you think wins the contests about boomerang throwing? Of course, you think an Aussie would win that one, right? Maybe someone from the Outback. But the Americans are better at it than the Australians. That's odd. And the reason why is because most people pick this thing up and just naturally think you just throw it like that. And that's a good way to get clobbered. Because the reality is you got to throw it what looks intuitively backwards, like that. So I'm going to have a drawing for two of these. And whoever wins, now you know that you take it backwards and you throw it like that. And let me tell you, it is fun. How many of us, what's that? Yeah. Hey, if anybody got a Labrador Retriever? Me too. They call them retrievers because their whole passion in life is to go and fetch, right, bring it back. So this is what I do with my little dog. I throw it. And she goes off running, but what happens is the thing goes out, and then it goes up, and it comes back. And it always confuses her. Now, I don't know why I like to do that, but anyway, get your tickets out. This is to commemorate the fact that we got two Aussie speakers back-to-back. And, oh, better put those glasses on. And this one is, the first one is to commemorate, you know, our good buddy Brett, who just spoke. 835. Have we got you here? Gosh, this reminds me of last night. How about 745? All right. How about 724? Remember, if you got it, you got to say it. Someone picked up all the tickets, by the way, that I threw away last night and put them back in. 782, are you here? You here? All right. Catch. Come get it. Okay, and the next one is, get your tickets ready. Congratulations. This one is for our good buddy, who I know you'll also love, David Cavanaugh. Although sometimes I don't really love him that much. 767. Gotcha. All right. Congratulations. All right, then, is anybody interested in what we're doing with the challenge figures at this moment? Oh, okay. Anybody interested on the front table? Okay, as of 9:30 this morning, when Brett was speaking, we logged in, Steiner's got an incredible list built up to this point of 263 subscribers. 263 prospects, 263 people he can make offers to. Is that good? He's got 28 people out there working for him. 28 affiliates. Is that good? Man, he's picked up 78 orders for right now, and maybe we may make this new record again. I don't know. You know, we never know. But as of right now, it being 9:30, he has $15,392. Yes. Yes. Congratulations. Your show, Alan. Your mic, too.
So how are we all doing? Overload? You going to have a new business on Monday? Yes. Are you going to have a rest? I know. What? Oh, he's got a job. Should we throw him out? Listen, when I first met this guy, I got, you know when you get a message on your screen, somebody says something, a little messenger message. This guy says, you don't know me, I'm an Australian guy, I'm obnoxious and I'm well known for being obnoxious. I said, okay. I said, excuse me, do I know you? He said, no you don't. I said, but I've heard you do copywriting. I'm interested in copywriting. And we developed a relationship from there and he put some business on to me. And in fact, it was because of Dave that I first met Ted, Brett and Tom. Now, what you've got to understand about David Kavanagh is one, he is obnoxious. Two, he's extremely arrogant. Three, he's got no dress sense. And four, he doesn't like anyone to know he dyes his hair. But let me tell you something good, because actually, when he's, I thought, well, I'll have to think of something good.
Two.
Actually, let me tell you a real truth about Dave Kavanagh. Dave Kavanagh runs one of the largest coaching sessions online for newbies. 2 years ago maybe, he was dossing down on his mate's flat completely broke. Everything that Dave does now seems to turn to gold. He's doing amazingly well. You just got to look past his attitude. But apart from that, everything Dave teaches you actually does work. And what I like about Dave Kavanagh is if it doesn't work, he will get in touch with his group and he will say to them, listen, that thing we were doing last month is no longer working. I'm going to drop it. And when I find something else, I'm going to find it for you and install the whole thing for you. So do you want to see a little bit more of Dave Kavanagh? Are you sure? Are you going to respond well to Dave Kavanagh? Are you going to buy everything he tries to sell you? Well, sounds like there's just one thing left to do. Let's introduce the Australian, the mighty David Kavanagh.
Your satire is a hype and flop on the internet. If you've been to every seminar imaginable and still haven't got the results you're after, heard all the big numbers, you want to make your first dollar online, then welcome to the David Kavanagh Coaching and Mentoring Program. Coaching and mentoring that's simple and makes sense. Getting started on the internet but don't know where to start. Want to market like the gurus but haven't a clue? Then stay tuned for the very best information that gets delivered right to your computer in a direct, straight to the point, no BS approach. Every week. Now let's welcome our host from www.davidkavanagh.com, internet coach and mentor, David Kavanagh.
That's enough. How are you? Sorry about my voice. I got off the plane. It's really terrible still. Turn it up a little bit if you don't mind. Folks, I'm here today not to... Oh, who thinks I'm here to sell you something today? Seriously. Hands up if you think... Well, you're not going to be disappointed. I'm serious. Now, just so I know something, this is not a trick or anything. How many people here today have got a credit card, just for 1 second? No, seriously, I'm not joking with you. Just take it out for 1 minute, just 1 minute. I'm not joking, I don't want you to buy anything. I'm just saying, take it out for a sec. Quickly, there's a method in my madness, and I'll show you something. Stephen Pierce is up the back. It's funny how I get out in the corridor and everyone thinks we're twins. No, serious. Stephen, stand up for a sec, will you? Stand up. Do you reckon we look similar? Well, I know we've got something, Colin. We wear glasses. Now, show me your credit card for 1 second. Who's got one? Okay, leave it in front of you for 1 minute, because I'll show you a trick in a minute. If I can show you how to turn that into a lot more money that's ever on it, is that all right? Leave it there for 1 sec. Okay, folks, you're probably wondering while I'm wearing these USB sticks and what I'm doing up here and all that stuff. How do I change this over to my one? Just a second. Sorry about that. He forgot to switch me on. Normally they can't switch me off. Yeah, I know. Now, just so I know on the hands, how many people are actually on my coaching school at the moment? There's Graham Waite, Peter Crooks, okay, Jeff Morris, Paul Smith, Mark Marazzi. Do I know my people? Okay. I know my people very well. There's quite a lot of them. Folks, I think I've got more people in the English crew on my team than anyone. Now, I'm going to show you how to develop CDs. I'm going to put a coaching course together for the next 52 weeks where you get CDs, you get everything, you're on the calls. We teach you how to get started on the internet, getting started on the internet, 52 weeks. And at the end of that, I'll give you the CDs and you keep 100% profit. Is that fair? And you can sell it. So that's one of the things I give you as well. Now, folks, one thing I wanted to show you today, my screen up here, that is actually my, like, home page. Okay? How do we move it over a bit? Brett, is there any way we can move it over a little bit? Don't know what's happened here. It's a little bit. Oh, yeah, the projector, is it? Okay, that's my home page, folks. And the good thing about it is, with my home page here, how many people have got Google as their home page? Hands up. Thank you. How many people have got Yahoo as their home page? Okay. Would it be correct and fair in saying most people use a search engine as their home page because of the fact that it's a continual thing they use every single day? Am I right? Just nod so I know you're alive. Okay, thank you. Now, folks, one thing I was going to say to you today, who also wants to know how to do full-time training with Stephen Pearce and myself online for 6 weeks free of charge? Okay, I'll show you how to do that. Are you in on that, Steve? Do you like that? What did I just do? I've made up a brand new course, and what did I do? I asked him, Stephen, if people today join up with my coaching, okay, if they decide to come aboard with my coaching today, will you and I, can we make up a course together for 6 or 8 weeks, free of charge for these guys if they go ahead with you and I? Hey, yes or no? Okay, how's that? You know what I just did? I asked. Most people who signed up with my course in Australia, England and America, you know how many of them are making money? Truthfully, I'll tell you the truth, you know how many? Not a lot. You know why? Most people don't ask. I sit there and I send out calls each week. I get you involved each week. Jeff knows this. Graham Waite knows it. Those guys have made money. Paul Smith and Mark, they're brilliant, these guys up the back. If you ever want any advice in England, talk to those guys. They're brilliant. But the thing is, folks, the people in Australia, I put on a coaching call 2 weeks ago, and I'll tell you the negatives, okay? So, you know, forget the hype and the sales pitches now. I actually put on a coaching call 3 weeks ago for the English people, 8 o'clock, Thursday night, and I invited the Australian crowd on as well. I had 35 Aussies get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, had one English person on at 8 o'clock, and the rest, I had 3 replies, oh, but that's when EastEnders is on. Do yourself a favour. I run a 52-week school. I charge more than any speaker on the net. But if you do decide to get involved in my school today, if you're going to do that, don't even sign up. I'm serious, because I want to help you make money. Is that fair, folks? Okay, because I'm not interested. Okay, I'll show you why I'm using this here, folks, and I'll show you how to actually make some money on the internet. I haven't planned a PowerPoint presentation. My presentation, I said to a few guys in the bar last night, I was going to plan it. I haven't planned it yet. I'll do it now. You think I'm joking? Watch this. How many people really think, if I can show you how to get a website up and running with a domain name, with hosting, already posted the web and indexed in Yahoo within 2 days for free, right this minute, live from the stage, who'd be interested? Hold on. Who'd be interested? Yeah. Thank you. I'll show you something, folks. I'll stand behind here. Sorry I'm standing behind here, but I have to just to do it for you. Has anyone heard of Blogger? Okay, watch this. Now, how many people have thought this seminar's great so far, but they were overwhelmed with the information. They get home and think, what the hell am I going to do with the whole lot? How am I going to put it together? Tell the truth. That's why I seriously think whether you decide to go ahead with my coaching or not, you need a coach or mentor to really prod you and help you step by step every step of the way when you leave here. Because you've got so many great ideas, you go home, the wife says, honey, relax, go back to work. And then you've got this arrogant Aussie living in Thailand doing a conference call on the beach, ringing and saying, listen, where's your homework? Do you think you get more results if someone's really sticking it into you for 52 weeks? Yeah. Okay, that's what I want to do. These things here today, for the first 10 people, I'll do my sales pitch up front. You're spending a couple of £1,000. I'll tell you that truthfully, but I do 52 weeks of coaching. I'll give you a USB stick with whatever you need on it to start you off the first 10 when you leave. That's why I wear these stupid things. Okay, I'll show you something. Bloggers open, folks. Get your pens and papers out right now. It's class time with Dave. Think I'm joking? Wait and see. Okay. Folks, blogger.com. blogger.com. Okay. When you first get to Blogger, now hold on, I'll show you something even better. This is Blogger, but I'll show you something. I send you out weekly a couple of videos. Tell me if this works for you. If you are at home, David's left the seminar. I'll show you my desktop. Okay, I'll show you. Where's my Blogger one here? Have I got one on Blogger? Or say, for example, okay. Which one? Third row from the bottom. Ah, there it is. Watch this for a minute. See if it works. Hope it does. Is the sound on for the computer?
Welcome you aboard my creating your blog video.
Watch for a minute.
Now, when you first get to blogger.com, and you'll see just up here, you type in your Internet Explorer address bar, blogger.com. You press enter, and it'll direct you to this blogger.com/start.
2:19 in the morning.
You now scroll down the page a little bit here until you get to your create your blog now. And as it says, there's only three easy steps. One, creating an account. Two, naming your blog. And three, choosing a template for your blog.
Now, if I was to send you things like that to your mailbox each and every week to show you step by step everything I've talked about in the class, do you find that easier to take in? I come from a hypnotherapy background. A lot of people love listening, but they get off and they don't know what the hell. But when they see it in front of them on their computer, or you get my calls and you can chuck them on an iPod, which I travel around listening to, or, for example, in England, you know, you've seen the creative little thing. That holds 1 gig. You can put all my calls on it, go to work, go on the bus, and then you can listen to all the calls and what we've talked about, or the USB sticks, okay? Now, what I'm saying to you, folks, that was a Blogger one. Just to show you what else I send you. Have a look at this for a second, folks. This is just to give you a quick look at things.
Hi, folks. This is David Kavanagh from davidkavanagh.com and onlinecoachingvideos.com, bringing you a tutorial today on Front Page Express.
Hence the voice.
Now, it's a great little program that's free. It's an intro to Front Page itself by Microsoft Corporation. And if you haven't got much money at the moment, when you're first starting off, or, for example, if you haven't got Dreamweaver or Front Page, it's great. Install the program you downloaded from my members area, and in the middle of the desktop here, you will see this icon, Shortcut to Front Page Express. Just click it. It'll open up, and you'll see Front Page Express. Now, this part down the bottom here is your actual web page that you're designing. Now, what I say to you folks is very simply, you don't want a grey as your background, so what I'll do, I'll go Format, Background, and I change the background just to white, and I press OK. There is now your page as you can see it. Now what I'm going to do, what I'm going to do right now, I don't want my web page to start over here and end right over here. I want it to be like Tom Hua does it, in the center. So what I'll do, folks, is just put a table, one table, and I put my mouse over it, I right click and I press table properties. I then say I want it to be centered. I wanted to have a border. Don't worry about all this cell padding or anything like that. And the background color of this table is going to be white. And the border, okay, I'll pick the border to be black. And that's all I'll leave at the moment. I'll just print.
Do you get the point? Are those things a lot easier when you get home? And that's why I send you two or three of those every single week for the next 52 weeks. Just before I go on, I want to show you these things so you know I'm real, okay? This is what I do. I don't come up here, give you a sales pitch, give you hype, give you something to go home warm and fuzzy, and then think to yourself, gee, what am I going to do? If you want to get warm and fuzzy, hire a wetsuit, go and flatulate and run in the river. Okay? Folks, who doesn't even know how to go and register a domain name? Seriously, tell me honestly if you don't know how to register a domain name just yet. Watch this for a second. Sorry to hold you up, because this isn't my presentation, but I want to just show you the kind of things you've got to learn. Have a look at this for a sec.
Hi, this is David Kavanagh from davidkavanagh.com and onlinecoachingvideos.com here. Just a quick demonstration today on this little video showing you how to do domain name registration or domain transfers. Now, I've picked GoDaddy.com, which you can see I've entered into my browser here. And the thing is, if you enter GoDaddy.com and press enter, you'll see it defaults to the page I just had. So that's how I got that page up on the screen. Now, in my case, of course, I can enter a customer name and a login because I'm already a client with GoDaddy and I've got a lot of domains. There's about 70 domains there. But in your case here, all you do is press on this little button, $8.95 a year US, which is nothing really because it gets your little landmark on the internet. And, for example, I know I wrote in here before David's test domain. Of course, that's not going to be taken. And I just put search now. Now, once I've actually done that, you'll see when the screen changes here, it'll tell me whether it's available or not. And as it says, this domain name is available, and it's $8.95 a year. Okay, so I'll leave that tick. GoDaddy will give you other options to consider, okay, and they'll also tell you other ones like US, Biz, Info, etc. Okay, it's up to you, but all I do is just I want to register the .com domain name just here. That's what I want to register. Okay, I'll go down to the bottom now, and I'll just press Continue. Now, I don't use GoDaddy for anything other than just getting the domain name. So,
do you get my point, folks? Is that really simple for when you get home? Okay, that's what I do, and I've also got members areas, conference areas. I show you how, if anyone goes ahead with my offer today, I actually give you 106 websites with 106 products that you can go and alter and put your name, your email, press save, upload it, and they're yours with full master resale rights as well. Is that an easy start? I'll tell you what some of them are. I printed them out last night. Have a look at this. I'll tell you. Who thinks these are good saleable ones? 1,000 Atkin diet secrets. 101 ways to stop the money leaking out of the house. 404 self-improvement tips. 97 steps to healthy relationships. Divorce, how to rebuild your life. How to buy a car with little or no credit. Do you think they're the kind of things that you could honestly sell? I give you the master reprint rights to sell it to others as well. I just wrote that down. You can see how professional it was last night, okay? But what I'm saying to you folks is very simple. I'll show you Blogger for a minute. And as I said, I'm only winging my presentation to show you exactly what I do on a conference call with you and that to show you step by step. Okay, I've gone to Blogger. Now, write this one down. In your case, of course, you would enter in create your own blog, all right? But in my case, I've already got accounts, so imagine you've registered, and I'm going back in, and I'll put in my username, and if I can remember how to spell my name correctly. I'll put in my username and password for a minute. Can't even remember that one. Okay, and I've clicked sign in. Of course, I've already assumed that you've already gone in there. Now, it'll bring up a list of blogs that I've already just started here, folks. Have a look on the screen for a second. Okay, I've done a niche marketing tips one, I've done ovens and microwaves, ice cream recipes, pet accessories. Am I going for the norm like most people would, or am I going for right out there stuff, and I'll do 100 little things on dog collars, pet accessories, how to clean your garden, you know, do you think yourself there's a lot less competition, but you'll make more money with little niche things like that? I'm saying think right out of it. I'll tell you something, folks. People say, oh, but I got a million hits to my website. You know what hits are? How idiots track success. Seriously. Do you want a million hits or $1 million? Hello? You know, logic. I don't care if I get 10 people to my little dog collar site and 8 of them buy. Is that more logical? Yeah. I don't care. No disrespect against any speaker, person, whatever. I don't care about traffic. I care about targeted traffic that buy my products and are happy and refer people on and on again. They come to your website. What are they? They're a suspect. They're checking you out. And like Aussies or English people, they are skeptical because they work hard for their money and they want to actually get results. Am I right? Okay. Same as me selling a coaching program for a couple of £1,000 of that. If I can't justify you making money, there's no way in the world you're going to spend a cent with me. But if I can show you and make £20,000, £30,000, £40,000, you'll spend whatever. Now, what I'm saying to you here, folks, go and research things. They're a suspect. They get to your website, and once they actually fill in their name and email, they're now a prospect. They're saying, okay, well, let's build a relationship first. And the one thing I'll stress with you, write this down. You must build relationships with your customers. Forget about the sales pitch up front. Once you're on your list and once they're dealing with you, and as Paul does now, he markets successfully. So is Jeff. I mean, Graham Waite. All these guys know what they're doing. But once you build a relationship, it's like dating a lady or dating a gentleman. When you go out with them, guys, don't tell me what you first think. Okay? I live in Thailand. I'll leave that out. All I'm going to say to you, guys fall in love very easy. Women take a long time to say I love you. All I'm going to say to you, folks, and guys say I love you for a certain reason. Am I right? Okay, you're married, shut up. Okay, all I'll say to you folks, seriously, and I'll talk to the ladies for a second, and Sarah's a hypnotherapist, think logically what people think. When they get to your website, I compare it, like Alex Mendoza and Armin, to like a dating game. When you first meet a lady in a bar, and I'm talking if you're a gentleman, of course you like to wine her, dine her, get to know her, go to the movies, date someone, hold hands and all this kind of stuff, and really get to know the person inside. Am I right, girls? Okay. But if a guy walks up, grabs your hand, oh, come on, love, the girl's probably likely to slap you. When they get to your website, if you sling a big, great new offer, brilliant, blah, 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 hype, excuse the French, bullshit, and you put $4.97, what are you going to do? The back button, like the dating game. So they're a suspect, which turns into a prospect. I want to get their name and email first. That's all I want. Because the wife says, honey, I want to get down to the shops and buy something. He logs up, oh, gee, what was that website? He's put his name and email. I've now got him, sent him an autoresponder, like, you know, Steiner can do. And then later on, oh, yeah, that's what it is. I'll go back to it again. And I can continue a relationship with that lady or gentleman until they decide to either one, buy off me, or two, unsubscribe. Is that fair? So the main thing about my website is just to build my list. And I'll show you that on my calls, how to build a list. But what I say to you folks, when you actually get the person to your website, the main thing is to get their name and email address first. That's what I think. Everyone's got different opinions. But then they're now a prospect. When they're a prospect, I get them into autopilot riches and I try to give them a series of autoresponders to say, hey, thanks for signing up. Did you know there's a free ebook you can download from this link because I'm trying to help you? And straight away they think, wow, this guy's good. He hasn't tried to flog me something. And then the next minute, did you know I've got a coaching video that I teach my team? You can have this for nothing. Do you think that's building a relationship with the people? And then when I go in and offer, oh, I've got a brand new ebook I've just written for $47, people think, oh, yeah. Last couple of things he gave me worth $100. Well, it's pretty good value. And they know I've built that relationship. And once you've got the suspect, pardon me, the prospect to customer, now this is where we make the money. We JV and we have affiliates. They're raving evangelists. Okay? They're actually affiliates that go out. Do you think it's easy for you going out there and selling all your products to everyone, or having 100, 200 people like yourselves going out?